We only have 11 days left together. How does that feel? In a way, that sounds comforting. But I can also imagine that some of you also realize this means we still have 11 days together. And you have to go through all of what you've already been through again, with even fuller, more aching balls. I don't know why I always have to remind you of that. I'm sure they remind you of No Nut November every second of every day by now. Last time I told you I'd reward you. Not only to give you that little extra motivation you need to make it all the way, but also because we should celebrate that you've managed to get this far. I mean, I believe most of the people that start No Nut November always get so turned on by this period, with an excitement building all year just to ruin it all by losing control in the first week. But not you. No. You're special. So committed to make it. But what if I entered your room right now? This whole No Nut November event having me all worked up because you won't give me that cock to play with. As supportive as I am, I have not deviously attempted to persuade you to have sex with me. As much as I desired it, and I could feel how much you desired to just bend me over and fuck No Nut November to oblivion, I didn't pull any tempting tricks. But by now, you get so easily triggered. Even the nightwear that I consider cute is too revealing for you and turns you on. And sometimes, when I get myself ready for work in front of the mirror of the master bedroom, I can feel how much you're struggling. You have such a hard time when I'm squeezing my tight ass into those leggings, seeing my laced panties through it as I stretch the fabric. Even when I put on my work dress, it's such a torment for you seeing how it hugs those feminine curves so perfectly. In the state you're in, your mind is so dirty that it's turning everything you see into filthy porn. Everything triggers you and makes you want to stroke that needy, throbbing cock. You're a lost cause, and you know it. And you know what the worst thing is? It's so contagious. I try to stay calm, but you make me feel sexy all the time now when you give me that desperate look. I can't help that it turns me on so much that I need to do something about it before I just jump you and force you to have sex with me. Holding your arms down aggressively, strengthened by sexual frustration I got from this challenge. Using my feet to lock your thighs so you can't move your legs, while I ride you hard and fast, creaming all over that rock-hard cock after I clench my dripping pussy tightly. I know you'd come within seconds, but I'd keep riding you. So sensitive that it'd be torturous. You'd be whimpering, grunting, but after making me wait for so long, I no longer have any patience. At that point, you're just a dildo mounted to the ground that I will ride until I came as many times as I need to release all that tension that I've been holding up because of your stupid little challenge. We wouldn't want it to escalate so quickly, would we? That is why I thought of a middle way. An intimate moment with you that'd satisfy my needs that have almost grown insatiable, suffering from this secondhand denial. So what could that be? Since we clearly cannot trust you in this aroused state, I'm going to have to tie you to a chair in in a way that you can no longer touch yourself. In front of that chair is a desk. And can you tell what that desk is covered with? All of my toys. Quite a collection, isn't it? Yes. Soon I will be bending over that desk in front of you, mounting a toy that I will attach to it. And I'll fuck it as hard as I want to ride your throbbing cock. I'm so worked up I might even use that desk as a toy and grind my sensitive pussy against it. That's my little reward for you. And looking at how excitingly that cock has been bouncing, I have a feeling you really like it. Now, I'm only going to force you to watch me play with a toy once. However, if that arousal has you so tied down to that chair that you simply have to see me play with all of these toys, then I won't stop you from doing so. Just make sure to tie your hands or sit on them. Because for your own protection, you're not allowed to touch. We both know you won't be able to control yourself when you see my holes get filled up one by one. Now go ahead. Pick one that you have to listen to. Or listen to more the moment you cannot resist stopping after just one. I know I can no longer resist it. So it's time we get to enjoy your reward.